Happy belated Easter, Toby, and to all the listeners.
Oh, thanks, and same to you. And may I wish you and everyone a happy April Fool's Day, too.
Oh, yeah, I think this is the first time the podcast has landed on April 1st.
Hey, guys, I'm gonna pop a frozen pizza in the oven. You want one?
Oh, Leprechaun, we're recording right now, and that is the third pizza you've had today?
Oh, I know, but these home-run-in pizzas are the greatest. It won't take long. I'll be right back.
Wow. Oh, pizza, pizza. Mm-hmm. I like pizza every day.
Oh, for, like, such a little guy, he eats a lot.
Oh, yeah, he does. And he is such a pig. He leaves his stuff everywhere. Oh, yeah, and he's got great hearing, too. He hears everything.
But still, it's kind of fun having him around, especially on April Fool's Day.
Yeah, you're right. And hey, why not start the April Fool's Day show, huh? Alex, let's kick things off, shall we?
Welcome to the April Fool's Day episode of Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Today's show starts in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Welcome, friends, and happy April Fool's Day.
Guys, pizza is served. All right. Thanks, Leprechaun.
Yeah, thank you, Leprechaun. I was just wishing the listeners happy April Fool's Day.
Oh, you know, I have to admit that after St. Patty's Day, April Fool's is not surprisingly my next favorite holiday.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Hey, Leprechaun, pizza's pretty good.
All right, okay, guys, sit back, enjoy your pizza, while I tell you and the listeners my best and most humbling April Fool's story.
Oh, is this the one where when Evie was really little, she pranked you real good?
Yes, it is. When she was much younger, she was still a little mastermind. Alex, the computer?
Yes?
Music, please. One day, I sat down to do a little work on the computer. As I went to close some browser windows that had been left open, I noticed something was wrong. Everything seemed to be frozen. I moved the mouse back and forth, but the arrow on the screen refused to budge. I tried clicking on the screen to close the windows, but nothing worked. I immediately got upset and blamed the other members of the family for misusing the computer.
Oh, wait, let me be you. Hey, I told these guys not to leave all these windows of these sketchy game sites open. Ah, my name's Ishvan, I'm mad.
Oh, that's eerily accurate.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, so after my first rant, I restarted the computer thinking that would fix things. But no, everything was still frozen and I got even more upset.
Oh, wait, my turn. Oh, this is the final straw. No more computer for anyone. They have lost all computer privileges. I want me gold.
Oh, another perfect impression. Very good, you guys. I then unplugged the computer from the outlet, hit every keyboard combo I could think of, and changed the batteries in the mouse. Just as I was about to give up hope, I decided to try one other thing, to grab another mouse and plug that in. And then I saw it. Simple, small, devious. A single tiny piece of scotch tape had been placed over the lens of the mouse, which had disabled it. I knew then that my sweet little daughter was also a diabolical evil genius.
I wish I could have seen it. This is the greatest story I've ever heard.
Yeah, you're not alone, because the only, I guess, bad part of this is that my child's April Fool's masterpiece was witnessed by no one other than myself, which kind of made it more poetic, because the second that I realized what had happened, I started laughing hysterically and uncontrollably. It was overwhelming. She knew exactly what to do, and I fell right into her trap.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Your wonderfully devious, delightful daughter deserves a reward. I'm going to make her a home run in pizza. I'll be right back.
No, Leprechaun, not another one. We are going to have to go shopping today now after this. All right, Alex, let's share a new song. Let's take a break, share a new song, one that is not yet released that is going to be on my brand new record that will be out later this year. One that's kind of connected to April Fool's. Guys, here's a song about my nemesis and rival and my downright dislike of bounce houses.
Wow, you really don't like those, do you?
No, I do not. So, here's my song that paints the picture of me gleefully going around, popping bounce house after bounce house everywhere. And then, when I'm asked what happened, I respond with, I don't know. Alex, if you will.
Here is Needle or Pin from Ishvan's forthcoming kids' album, Flaky Pastry.
As long as I live, all what I would give for a hint or hunch. Why a boy or girl would want to jump around in a place where a kid just lost their lunch. A place like an oven full of pushing and shoving, loving girls and guys. That'll punch you in the nose and step on your toes in an inflatable, hateable Lord of the Flies. Put up the bouncy house, and like a cattle pounce, I wanna make it pop, I wanna make it stop.
And when they ask me what happened, I'll say I don't know.
Hey, how can I say that I don't like to stay in a thing like that? Well, it's easy, you see, when you're poor little me. If you had to play next to it, you'd agree. So I got to plotting and planning some more, how poor little me could settle the score. It was so simple, like popping a pimple with a needle off in. Either way I win, with a needle off in. Either way I win, with a needle off in. Either way I win, I win. Put up the bouncy house, and like a cattle pound, I wanna make it pop, I wanna make it stop. Put up the bouncy house, and like a cattle pound, I wanna make it pop, I wanna make it stop.
And when they ask me what happened, I'll say I don't know. And when they ask me what happened, I'll say I don't know. And when they ask me what happened, I'll say I don't know. And when they ask me what happened,
she didn't want any pizza, so I ate it all. Wow, you really have a big appetite. That's right, I'm carbo-loading like a champ today. So what are we doing? Because I'm raring to go.
All right, calm down. What I thought would be fun is that maybe we all share some prank suggestions for our listeners so then they can try some of those things out this April Fool's.
Oh, that's a grand idea. Can I go first?
Sure, what do you got?
All right. As the kiddos are wiping the sleep out of their eyes in the morning, hand them a toothbrush, but with a twist. Instead of toothpaste, load it up with cream cheese or frosting, or maybe Ishvan's favorite of mayonnaise.
Oh, that is disgusting. That would be a cruel prank.
That's right. Then snap a picture of their expression and shout out a hearty April Fool's. Woohoo!
That's good. Okay, wait, I have a funny one that backfired on me and Evie. We got her mom a powdered donut, and we carefully removed all the powdered sugar. Then we lightly moistened it with a paper towel and replaced the powdered sugar with flour. Now, a regular person would bite into this doctored donut and go, gross, what's wrong with this donut? But her mother, being the very unique human that she is, didn't notice at all. But we did successfully pull off a different prank on her shortly after that. You guys have to look up, I had heard since I was a little kid, of short sheeting a bed. You have to just look up how to do it. It's not too difficult. It was seriously one of the funniest things, watching Evie's mom, my wife, stubbornly try to get her feet in the bed and it not work. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I gotta try that on my dad. Okay, wait, I have a great one. If you have any of those 4th of July popper things that you like throw on the ground, you can take those and put them under a doormat. And then when your dad comes home or if he leaves the house, he'll get surprised and probably be scared. And then you guys will be laughing like crazy.
Hey, Evie and her mom did that to me. Did you show them that trick?
Oh, I am stunned. I cannot believe you would think I would do such a thing. Of course I did.
Aw, you skunk. All right, that was actually really good. It worked really, really well, you guys. Okay. For any of you parents out there who want to get back at your devious children who are pranking you left and right, try pouring their favorite cereal into a bowl, filling it with milk, and then freezing it overnight. Good morning and April Fools.
Oh, yeah, that's good. And here's a variation. If you have a nice glass of juice waiting on the table on a hot summer's day, and when they go to take a sip, April Fools, it's a glass of Jell-O.
Knock, knock. Ding dong, everyone. Hello.
Lewis.
Hey. Hey, Dad. Hi, guys. I hope you don't mind, but I let myself in. Is there enough time to share a little April Fool's Day humor?
Oh, absolutely. This is a perfect way to end today's extra fun show. Take it away.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Joke of the day. Why is everyone so tired on April 1st?
Why?
Because they just finished the 31-day march. Okay. Hey, if April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
What?
Pilgrims. What did the mama cow say to her baby after he stayed up too late on April Fool's Day?
Oh, I'm afraid.
What?
I don't know.
It's past your bedtime.
Oh, good.
Oh, snack. All right. Okay, one more. How do you keep a fool in suspense?
How?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
All right, now that's a good one.
Good.
Hey, Lewis, how about we keep this party rolling with a piping hot home run and pizza?
Oh, I'd love one. I love those. Are very good.
Are there even any left?
Yeah, there's a couple left. Don't worry about it, okay?
What kind do you like?
No, pepperoni. I don't mind. I'm not picky.
Oh, we've got those. We've got those.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's show and that you'll try out some of our fun yet good-natured pranks.
Okay.
And that we'll see you right back here for the next episode of the podcast. But until then, I'm Ishvan.
I'm Toby.
And I'm Alex the Computer.
Goodbye.
Hi, guys. It's Ishvan.
And Toby.
And we want to thank everyone for listening to the show.
Yeah. And we also want to remind everyone to help us keep the show commercial-free by going to Ishvan's Venmo virtual tip jar at Ishvan Songs.
Yeah, that's ISTVANSONGS. And leave a much-appreciated tip, big or small, to keep the podcast going into the new year.
Yeah, because we love making this show, and every little bit helps.
Again, that's at Ishvan Songs via Venmo. Thanks, you guys, from all of us at Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Bye, you guys.